2月22日晚，美国明尼阿波利斯市中心的奥菲优姆剧院内掌声雷动。2013明州首场神韵晚会在这里拉开了帷幕。出演晚会的是美国神韵纽约艺术团，请看本台记者的报道。
It's a beautiful show, wonderful talent, singing, dancing especially, and beautiful storytelling. We're learning a lot about China and about the 5,000-year history that's being portrayed here. Lovely evening.Very receptive audience, very enthusiastic. There's a lot of clapping.
I love the colors, I love the music. The precision is unusual, and I love it. I just love the whole thing.
It's a marvelous show. We're enjoying it a great deal.
Also, the integration of the video with the dance is very interesting. That's another excellent addition.
Absolutely love it. It's fantastic. I saw a lot of the publicity.And I could not imagine seeing it in person. The cinematography, the colors, the dancing, the music, the orchestra, the coordination, everything was just flowing so beautifully. It's a wonderful, wonderful choreographed show and very entertaining, very extremely, very graceful and gentle and loving, kind, peaceful show.
很多以前就听说过神韵的观众今晚终于观赏到了神韵的风采，他们表示不虚此行。
I wanted to go last year, and this year I said I had to come this year, and it's for my mom's birthday too,
yeah.
So.
I loved it. It was really great. It was fun. It was all full of colors. It was wonderful.
It was stunning, very visually stunning, beautiful.
神韵纽约艺术团23日在 Minneapolis 的 Off-Rim 剧院还有两场演出。据当地的主办单位介绍，23日下午场的演出几乎售罄，截止到22日晚7点，只剩下23张票。以上是新唐人记者杨小梅、林冲在明尼阿波利斯的采访报道。
多年前看过神韵晚会的美国明尼阿波利斯观众，22日再度观看了神韵纽约艺术团在当晚的演出。除了惊喜神韵艺术团成长之迅速外，他们也表示他们热爱中国文化，很高兴神韵以这种方式讲述中国的历史和当今中国发生的事情。
I love it. I love it. And I'm so happy I came again. I saw it about 5 years ago, and I'm just thrilled at what you people are doing. And now you have three groups, is that right? Going all around the world? Oh, it's wonderful, just wonderful. And we've been to China. I love your culture. I love the country. And I just can't tell you how thrilled I am to see what you are doing with this wonderful, wonderful cultural adventure and telling us about what's happening.
明大公共健康学院人权与健康项目主任 Kirk Ellison 博士几乎每年都看神韵，那么今年他看完22日晚的首场演出后是什么感受呢？
What always impresses me every year is the gorgeous, gorgeous costumes and really the marvelous choreography and also the implicit message in terms of the need for religious freedom and political freedom in China as well is very, very important.I just appreciate the great effort that this company makes to continue in working in that, and it's very, very important that they continue to do so.
以上是新唐人记者杨小梅、林冲在明尼阿波利斯的采访报道。
星期六下午，神韵纽约艺术团在明尼阿波利斯的第二场演出爆满，奥菲优姆剧院内掌声雷动。演出结束后，全场起立，台上台下长时间挥手致意。也有观众表示，神韵的舞蹈不仅展现了历史，也反映了现实。他们为神韵之美鼓掌，也为神韵的勇气鼓掌。
Oh, it's phenomenal. It is really hard to describe because it encompasses just so many facets of the traditional Chinese dance and music. The costumes are just out of this world.
It's been amazing so far. We've learned a lot. It's been funny, you know, we've laughed. It's been great. We're definitely enjoying it. Thank you.
The use of the color, the dance, the combination of the video, the screen in the back, and the combination of the effects is just pretty much incredible. It's just a really neat show there. I've never seen such vibrant use of color and motion, and it's very, very, very impressive. We're very blessed to be here tonight.
The thing that amazes me is how totally flexible all of these people are. The talent, the athleticism, the musicality, absolutely wonderful. And the thing that really amazed me was thinking about all of the costumes and who keeps track of all of that and how they know what they're supposed to be putting on and where they're supposed to be. But I thought it was wonderful, absolutely beautiful.
借助中国舞的深厚表现力，神韵不仅把传统文化浓缩在舞台上，同时也把发生在当今中国的事情展现给了西方观众。那么明州的观众看完之后怎么看呢？
It's fantastic. I've never seen traditional Chinese dance or theater before. And I applaud the courage of the troupe to come to Minneapolis to talk about what's happening in China.I'm trying to educate a young person who I came with who doesn't remember Tiananmen Square. She's too young. And I'm trying to tell her the importance of hearing this from Chinese people is kind of earth-shattering to me. And thank you. Thank you for talking to us about it.
新唐人记者杨小梅、林冲，明尼阿波利斯采访报道。
美国明尼苏达州明尼阿波利斯的三场神韵晚会全部落下了帷幕。23日晚的压轴演出再度满场，有观众表示神韵之美无以伦比，而明州知名的视觉艺术家对神韵的动画背景也是情有独钟。
It was wonderful. We saw it last year, and it was just as wonderful this year. The costumes were beautiful. The dancing was fabulous, full of energy and.Very different from anything you'll see anywhere else.
I really enjoyed it greatly. I have seen many different shows in different countries, and this is a wonderful show. Very pleasant.
And wonderful to have live music. Fabulous to have live music. We see a lot of dance in the Twin Cities, very little with live music, so this is wonderful.
It's fantastic. It's really beautiful, and it flows, and...Storytelling is great.
明州知名的视觉艺术家兰迪·盖克斯特特尔对神韵的背景技术非常的欣赏，尤其喜欢舞蹈智收沙和尚的背景。
The timing of it is incredible. I noticed, especially when they splash the water, and how that had to be so timed out. And I know how difficult that is.To time the video with the live performance. So I thought that was really amazing. It's kind of my favorite part so far. And I know if they're going to run up back to that facade that they might fly away. And so that part is very entertaining. I love it.
明尼阿波利斯的三场神韵晚会全部落下了帷幕。之后呢，神韵纽约艺术团将飞往欧洲，首站维也纳。以上是新唐人记者杨小梅、林冲在明尼阿波利斯的采访报道。
贝斯演艺厅是一座世界一流古典欧洲歌剧院建筑，典雅而高贵，坐落于美国德克萨斯州沃斯堡市中心，有皇冠上明珠的美誉。美国神韵国际艺术团2月20日在这里的演出盛况空前，门票在演出前20天便已售罄。能在这座以美国西部牛仔文化著称的城市见识中华传统文化的美妙，很多观众表示很幸运。
Oh, it was just outstanding. I was just amazed at their skill and the beauty and the costumes. And this is one of those beautiful things that just stirs my heart.
The orchestra did a great job. I love the way that they could integrate the classical Chinese music with the traditional Western classical music as well. I mean, it was beautiful. I mean, very, very, just gorgeous in every aspect.
The female performances, the flowing, they just...flow. It's like watching a waterfall. They're just flowing beautifully.
And that's what I thought was the most amazing about it, was it just seemed like they moved that way naturally.
The color on the stage was just magnificent. Both my mom is an artist, and I thought how much she would have loved the color. Each scene with the costume changes was just really gorgeous.I love the finale. I study Buddhism, and I thought it was very meaningful at the end to show how in modern day the same faith is still there.
Even a month ago, the tickets were almost sold out, so I was excited to get them.
Yes, I'd love to see it again next year. I didn't realize that it was a new show every year.
新唐人德州记者站沃斯堡报道。 美国神韵纽约艺术团即将到达欧洲进行在当地的巡回演出，欧洲议会再次举行贵宾招待会，欢迎神韵的到来。
美国神韵纽约艺术团在欧洲的巡回演出将于3月1日开始在维也纳拉开序幕。作为代表欧盟27个成员国民众的最高民选机构欧洲议会，这一天也被浓浓的东方韵味所装点渲染。2月26日，欧洲议会副主席麦克米兰斯考特先生在议会举行贵宾招待会，欢迎神韵的到来。
Our two cultures are brought together by the inclusion of classical Chinese instruments in a live Western orchestra, resulting in a unique sound that mirrors the unmistakable originality of the choreography. All of these elements combined come together to produce a show that is at once entertaining and educational.Enriching and inspiring.
来自欧洲不同国家的议员及议员助手到场支持，也有一些机构和组织以及商界的人士前来。他们有的已经看过演出，有的将是第一次体验神韵。
Well, actually, I have high expectations. I've seen the trailers, and it looks really, you know, it's not only about an artistic show, about performing, but it's also being into a cultural thing, like, you know, a cultural aspect of China.
已经看过演出的还想再看，往年错过了的今年可不想再错过。
Now, I have to skip all other commitments. I have to go and see it.In mid of March here in Brussels.
3月1日至4月13日，美国神韵纽约艺术团将在欧洲12个城市进行巡回演出。新唐人记者李月尼克，比利时布鲁塞尔报道。
欧洲是西方文化的发祥地，每年在欧洲的巡回演出也是美国神韵艺术团全球巡演的一个重要组成部分。2月27日，美国神韵纽约艺术团降落在德国南部重镇慕尼黑，拉开了2013年神韵欧洲巡回演出的序幕。
一大清早，神韵艺术团的一些德国粉丝就特意从各地赶来，欢迎美国神韵纽约艺术团的光临。来自德国慕尼黑的 Rainer Wagner 先生已经观看过两次神韵演出。
Weil ich schon Jünschen zweimal gesehen habe und das klasse finde, wie sie die Shows gestalten und was sie auf der Bühne zeigen, das finde ich einfach ganz toll.
8:30左右，神韵艺术团成员从机场出来，虽然依旧带着一些旅途的疲惫，神韵艺术团的主持人唐瑞还是很愉快地回忆起他两年前来到欧洲时的印象。
第一次来欧洲，我觉得欧洲这个地方很有意思，因为它有很多种文化呀，而且是比较深的文化。然后呢，我们神韵是中国5000年的文化，所以我觉得我们来欧洲，我看到这些观众，就是看完演出，我去接触我们的观众，觉得他们好像很能接受这个中国的文化，好像觉得还挺有那个共同之处跟他们自己的文化。
神韵艺术团今年在欧洲的巡演将持续1个半月。总计将在9个国家、12个城市进行演出。新唐人记者吴松，德国慕尼黑报道。